Joe Biden, It's Wrong for States to Ban Sex Change Operations. By Spencer Lindquist on October 24, 2022. President Joe Biden said during an interview on Sunday that it's wrong for states to ban surgeries and hormone treatment for children who say they want to change their sex. Do you think states should have a right to ban gender-affirming health care? Transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney asked Biden in the sit-down Now This News interview. I don't think any state or anybody should have the right to do that. As a moral question or as a legal question. I just think it's wrong, Biden responded. The interview comes as several Republican states have taken action to prevent children from undergoing medical interventions meant to aid attempts to change their sex. In his interview, Biden continued to fully endorse Mulvaney's transgender demands. Republican states try to block you from being able to access the certain medicines, being able to access certain procedures and so on, Biden said. So I feel very, very strongly that you should have every single solitary right, including use of your gender identity, in bathrooms in the public. People fear what they don't know, Biden told Mulvaney. They fear what they don't know. And when people realize, individuals realize, oh, this is what they're telling me to be frightened of. This is the problem? I mean, people change their minds. People just don't know enough to know. And it's not because of intellectual incapability, it's just lack of exposure. I think that it's really important that we continue to speak out about the basic fundamental rights of all human beings and the idea that what is going on in some states, it's outrageous, and I think it's immoral. The trans part is not immoral. What they're trying to do to trans persons is immoral. The use of puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and sex change procedures, which Mulvaney euphemistically refers to as gender-affirming care, has drastic consequences for children. One popular puberty-blocking drug, called Lupron, has been used to chemically castrate sex offenders. Both AbbVie and Endo Pharmaceuticals, two companies that manufacture puberty-blocking drugs, are currently under investigation by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for allegedly advertising the drugs to children for the off-label use of puberty blocking. The FDA has warned that two of the most popular puberty blocking medications may carry the risk of brain swelling and permanent vision loss. Breitbart News has also revealed that much of the campaign to normalize puberty blockers on children has been funded by puberty blocker manufacturers, who have a financial incentive to push child transgenderism. Mulvaney, who gained notoriety for his social media posts documenting his attempt to transition, is a controversial figure. Ulta Beauty hosted an interview on motherhood and girlhood with Mulvaney and a man who identifies as gender fluid. During the interview, Mulvaney said he wants to become a mother, falsely claiming, "I want to be a mom one day, and I absolutely can." Mulvaney also frequently stereotypes women in his videos, portraying himself as a passive and giddy woman. The activist referred to female genitalia as a Barbie pouch and explained in one video that he carries around pads and tampons. I forgot that my crotch doesn't look like other women's crotches sometimes because mine doesn't look like a little Barbie pocket, Mulvaney remarked in another video. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.